AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. President Obama has unveiled a new plan to fight the threat posed by bacteria that have developed a resistance to antibiotics.
Antibiotics have long been a medical staple, but they're now so common in hospitals, homes, and farms that bacteria have mutated around some top drugs, and the results, millions of illnesses and tens of thousands of deaths each year.
Drug-resistant bacteria are one of the most serious public health issues that we face today.
The president's five-year plan calls for regional networks to spot and corral outbreaks, public education to prevent antibiotic overuse, aggressive research on new drugs and techniques, and a hefty increase in spending for it all. Mark Smith at the White House.
Officials in Somalia say gunmen who stormed a hotel popular with government officials and dignitaries, killing at least nine people, have been exchanging fire with government troops more than 12 hours later. Gunfire in Boston has left an officer in critical condition and a suspect dead. Boston Police Commissioner William Evans says officers had made a traffic stop.
As they were approaching the motor vehicle, one of the occupants of the pulled over motor vehicle came out. He turned, he fired, he shot one of our officers under the right eye.
Other officers returned fire and killed the suspect. Italy's highest court has overturned the murder conviction against American Amanda Knox and her Italian ex-boyfriend over the 2007 slaying of Knox's roommate in Italy. She talked to reporters in Seattle.
I'm incredibly grateful for what has happened, for the justice I've received, for the support that I've had from everyone, from my family, from my friends, to strangers, to people like you.
Knox spent nearly 4 years in prison immediately after the murder. This is AP Radio News. Gonzaga moves into the NCAA Tournament South Regional Final by pulling away from UCLA.
Behind Shemek Karnowski's 18.9 rebound night, Gonzaga earned a berth in the Elite Eight for the first time since 1999 with a 74-62 South Regional semifinal win over UCLA. Early in the second half, the Bruins were able to cut a 7-point halftime deficit to 1, but Gonzaga came back with 12 in a row and never led by fewer than 11 the rest of the way. Norman Powell and Tony Parker led UCLA with 16 points. Parker added 11 rebounds. Adam Spillane, Houston.
Airbnb has signed a deal to be the official alternative accommodation sponsor of the 2016 Olympics. Rio de Janeiro's lack of hotel space has long been considered an issue that could undermine the success of the Games. Olympics visitors will be able to use Airbnb to rent space in private homes and apartments. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.